This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We do in North Dakota in the debate game as compared to how the folks do it on the national level. Two debates last night. If you watch both, you are my primary target to talk with today on the program. Hoping you'll call. If you watch one or the other, love to hear your highlights or lowlights from the debate last night. Very, very interesting contrast between the two, in my mind. And on, like so many things, I'd love for all the folks in Washington, D.C., and New York City, and the media elite, and the political establishment, and the left coast, and the right coast, and all of them, just come on out here and find out how you take on issues, for crying out loud. Hi, everybody. How are you? Happy Friday to you. This is the What's on Your Mind program. I'm Scott Hannon, your host. Once again, a little flying solo here. I'm naked. No, I'm not actually naked. Now I'm starting to sound like Donald Trump. I am a fish out of water. How about that? I'll try that one out. Fish out of water because of the partner of mine, Todd, the radio god Mitchell, being unavoidably detained. He's back on Tuesday, I think, when Todd is back. So, in the meantime, it's you and I. Last night I had the pleasure of being part of the panelist for the North Dakota Republican Party gubernatorial debate. It was at the Bellevue Auditorium. Jim Pullman was on with Tom Gearhart after, if you were watching and doing a little analysis, he had a great line. He said, hey, there's 750 such some odd people here at the Bellevue Auditorium. That's more people than will be at the entire Democratic convention, probably. He's probably right. Oh, my gosh. Democrats don't even have a candidate yet. You know, it really is amazing. But I thought we had a nice debate, a congenial debate, a respectful debate. You know, a couple little barbs here and there. I think Rick Becker made the point, hey, this shouldn't be a coronation, referring to Wayne Stengen, the heir apparent, and Doug Burgum, the line. I guess I can remember his line about, you know, the good old boy network is not the way to do it, and they're just taking their cues from special interests or something along those lines. That was the closest thing to a cheap shot last night on the stage. So it was pretty respectful. What did you think of it if you saw it? What did you like? What didn't you like? Did your opinions change? You hear something that you thought was a good thing, bad thing? I've had a lot of feedback about it, so I know a lot of you are watching or in the audience, which I think is great. And then the Republican presidential debate last night, I don't know. I'm so worn out by it. I don't even consider it amusing. I mean, for a while it was sort of, well, this is funny, but, you know, is that really going to, help stop the slide this country is on and get a leader into the White House? You know, the only thing I laughed at last night was the whole breathe, where Trump is going off on Cruz, and Trump then comes back with little Lion Ted, that's what it was. And then Cruz is back, breathe, Donald, breathe, that whole thing. And then Marco Rubio chimes in with, why don't you just hear it from them? Listen to, I have a couple of them.
It's not what you said in the op-ed.
Donald, please, I know it's hard not to interrupt.
But it's not what you said in the op-ed.
Breathe.
Lion Ted.
Breathe. You can do it. You can breathe. I know it's hard. I know it's hard, but just...
When they're done with the yoga, can I answer a question?
You cannot. I really hope that we don't see yoga on this stage.
Well, he's very flexible, so you never know.
That was another good line. Yeah. Alive. You can't make this stuff up. That's what I was talking. That's what I was trying to describe. That was actually funny. I thought Rubio coming in with the yoga line and then he's very flexible was funny. Everything else was childish antics. It really was. Folks, I am really, I'm heartsick about this. I really am. And, you know, you can tell me if you think that's too serious or you know, not being lighthearted enough or whatever you want to choose. I am. I'm heartsick about it. This is important. This is life or death. This is the future of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Think about the blood that has been spilled defending this country. Think about that. Over the generations. Go back to, you know, whatever war you want to pick. I think of Lincoln talking to the soldiers, the blood that was spilled there. I think of Vietnam and the Korean War, and Desert Storm, and do they not deserve better than this? And, you know, we're partially to blame because politics has become this sort of just sport, right? This back and forth and, oh, my gosh. You know, even the one part of Donald Trump's answer to Megyn Kelly playing the gotcha moments on, you said this, then you said this, you said this, then you said this, you said this, then you said this. His answer, I think, was one of the better of the night. And I don't know that he said it as well as maybe he wanted to, but when he talked about the flexibility, that'll be used as a punching line against him down the road. Oh, you're flexible. You're flexible.
Here's you have to show a degree of flexibility. If you're going to be one way and you think it's wrong, does that mean the rest of your life you have to go in the wrong direction because you don't want to change?
And he actually explained this pretty good on the Syrian refugees, saying when he was first asked the question, he had understood it was a very small number. And he said, look, we can handle a small number. Then he heard it was this huge number. He said, we can't do this. No, nuts. Can't do it. Let's set up the camps over there. Is he a flip-flopper now? Or did he get more information and think differently? And his line about, you know, I'm here. I learned something and I'm going to stay there forever, even though I know that's wrong now because I don't want to be beat up politically. This is where we're silly. This is where we're really dumb in my mind. Let's talk about all this. I want your take on either debate. We've got a lot of time today, so I'm more interested in hearing what you have to think than what I have to think. But I thought last night's debate in Bismarck, Kelly Armstrong, Roz Layton, very well organized. Great job. Dave Thompson, wonderful panelist. Same with Danelle Presky-Hushka. Just a marvelous evening. It was a lot of fun. A lot of folks in the audience, very passionate about it. It was great. And I thought the candidates did well as well on many fronts. And we have more information to make a decision with. That's what it's all about. On the Republican presidential debate, sad's my word. If you have a better word, lay it on me. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, right in the middle of all of these challenges. Sleeves rolled up, helping communities make sure they have the infrastructure they need, growing their affordable housing, working at the Capitol to make sure this industry in a challenging time right now, isn't punched more from government and regulation, as they often are. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out more. All right, let's talk with some of our fine listeners here. First is Christina in Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Here's how you weigh in, 800-228-0550. Christina, go.
Yes. I think it's disgraceful how Romney attacked Trump. They're complaining about Trump. 4 years ago, supposedly, Romney had such very nice things to say from a Trump hotel about Trump, and obviously there's something in it for him. And, you know, I don't know that most people know what a brokered convention is, but it sounds like the mainstream Republicans appear to be headed for a brokered convention to place a candidate of their choice and thinking that, you know, Romney might be able to beat Hillary. And even if Romney can't beat Hillary, rather having Hillary win than Trump. And I think Romney sounded more mudslinging and out of control and rabble-rousing than Trump. And I wanted to say also, Scott Walker was also just recently on the news on your station a little bit. I always thought he would have made a very good presidential candidate, and maybe he would make a wonderful team partner for Trump, because, you know, The Democrats tried every dirty trick in the world to keep him from winning his elections, and he just kept winning election after election after election and pulled his state out of a big financial hole. So, anyway, that's the substance of my comment.
That's Christina's take. Yeah, a lot of good stuff there. Scott Walker was my pick. At the beginning, I mean, when there was, I don't know, however many candidates there were. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know why he dropped out, but...
Huge disappointment. Well, he just didn't really light anybody's fire. I don't know, you know, he really, I don't know that he had a very good team around him. Stephen Moore is a buddy of mine. He writes for the Wall Street Journal. You see him on Fox News once in a while. He likes Scott Walker a lot, and he reached out to Scott Walker after hearing him at some event really not have a very good handle on the economy or tax policies. And, of course, Steve Moore's a genius on all, especially tax policy. Reached out to Scott and said, hey, I'd like to, you know, sit down and brief you a little bit on this. And they said, yeah, we'll set it up. It never happened. So I don't think he had good staff around him at all. Christine, appreciate your call. Good take. More calls after we continue.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following harvest equipment: a 9770 STS combine, only 500 hours; two 2013 S680 John Deere combines with only 900 hours; a Brent 1594 1600 bushel grain cart; and four newer John Deere headers, and much, much more. For detailed information on these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our network of buyers and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com, or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, Scott, I didn't hear you last night in debate. You're 36, too, and you look like you're about 65, and you look like a rhino, Scotty Bowles.
What does a rhino look like? I don't know. You guys, I've never seen the photo. The image of what a rhino looks like. But
he is one of a kind, man.
I am a rhino. And by the way, I'm 51, so if I look like 65, I guess I've had kind of a...
You don't look 65. That's
rough go of it. Jim on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, Jim?
Yeah, I was just going to say, too, that the highlight of the debate there had to be, I agree with you, the highlight had to be the yoga comment, that it just, without a doubt. But the only one I really thought had anything to say was, get his name, the governor from Ohio.
Yeah, Governor Kasich.
Yeah, but the rest of them, all he did was argue.
He was sort of like the adult, like the pastor, like, come on, guys, come on, come on, come on. The only time he got a little testy is when they seemed to be counting him out. Listen to what
he
said here.
You wrote me off. You wrote me off before I even got to New Hampshire. Then when I finished second in New Hampshire, you wrote me off in the South. Then you wrote me off in Super Tuesday. I split delegates in Vermont with Donald Trump. I finished second in Massachusetts, and we won delegates in Virginia. But guess what? It's now March Madness, and we're heading up north. To the place, to my turf, okay? And let me just tell you this. I will win Ohio.
A little feisty there. That was just for you, Jim, okay?
Yeah, and then I'm afraid if Donald gets in there, he's going to make enemies with all our allies. If we ever get into a war, we're going to be on our own.
I don't worry about that. I know that's kind of the Mitt Romney theme that they seem to think that I actually think they will fear him. As to say, what's this guy going to do? And we're not feared right now. So that's what worries me. I'm talking more about our enemies. Obviously, we need to get along with our allies, and he might be interesting there. But I'm that one I don't worry about. But I tell you what, Donald Trump had, in my mind, the line last night that was the lowest of low. And Marco Rubio started it. So he isn't lily white over this as well. But, I mean, That made me sad. I'll play it in a little bit. You probably know what I'm talking about. Rick Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. This is Rick Becker. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. One of the candidates from last night's governor's debate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. I was going to give you a call this morning, but I actually don't have you on my phone. I wanted to just reach out to you and thank you because the debate was fantastic. It was very well conducted. And I did have a chance after talking to people in the audience to come back and thank Danelle and thank Dave, but I missed you. So I wanted to personally thank you for doing a great job. The Republican Party did a great job. I loved the questions. I thought they were fair. And I especially appreciated the fact that the moderators would come back if they felt that any of the three candidates didn't fully answer the question. So anyway, just wanted to commend you for a job well done.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Rick. That was nice of you, and it was a fun night. It really was. I zoomed out of there pretty quick because I didn't want to miss any of the Republican presidential debates, so we knew we'd be talking about that today, too. But I know a lot of folks were sticking around, and KX did that extra half hour after. So it was a neat event, jam-packed and a lot of fun. And we did, just so you know, we warned all the candidates that, hey, if we don't hear an answer, we're going to be asking for you to answer the question. I think that's the most frustrating thing that I always hear from listeners, people that watch these debates. No, you don't answer the question. So we took that one to heart, and you guys were good about answering the question. So appreciate it, and thanks for calling, Rick.
You bet. Thanks.
Bert in Bismarck, you're next at 800-228-0550 on the What's on Your Mind program. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. I just wanted to, regarding Mitt Romney going off excoriating Donald Trump, where was that Mitt Romney going after Barack Obama in a presidential race?
I know, that's what makes me crazy about the Republican establishment. They treat other Republicans way worse than they would. I mean, where was the stuff on Reverend White? Right? Where was all the stuff on, well, so many things. I mean, I'm sure like you, like me, you were yelling at the television when Mitt Romney's debating Barack Obama, all the stuff, playing nice. Yeah. I couldn't agree with you anymore. Disgust me.
Absolutely. And that's, there again, it's the Republican establishment that's created this whole mess with Donald Trump, and because they just don't get the frustrations of the American people of them not doing anything. But then there again, the curtain's been drawn back. They turn on their own. I think that, in my opinion, that should be used as a witness test for Republicans. How do you feel Mitt Romney going off on Donald Trump like that? Do you agree or disagree? And it should be black and white, yes or no. No political spin. What is your opinion of Donald or Mitt Romney going off on him like that?
That's a great idea, because that would be the ultimate test of whether somebody's an establishment type. You know, I mean, at every level, as a Republican, what do you think of Mitt Romney doing what he did in the middle of the presidential primary?
Absolutely.
Battle, you know? Yeah.
And, you know, and they want to be this big tent party, which is great. And it's fine to disagree with them, Mitt Romney, but to just try to excoriate him like that. I mean, come on.
I am with you, Bert. I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Will in Mandan says he was in the audience for the debate last night. What did you think, Will?
Yeah, hey, Scott. Well, I thought you guys did a really good job. As a matter of fact, halfway through, I turned around to some people behind me after you guys interrupted them and one of the candidates when a couple of times when they weren't answering the question that you asked and they started going into their speech. And I said, man, we should get these presidential candidates out here and get them on the stage at the Bell Mayhews, because sometimes you just want to know the answer to the question instead of the long speeches. So kudos to you guys, first of all, for doing a good job there. You know, I was disappointed in Bergen's response to the pro-life issue. And it's one of those things where you put about an hour and 45 minutes into the, an hour and 15 minutes into the debate, you know, and I know that everybody doesn't want to talk about, you know, the abortion issue. So I can understand, you know, why they do that, but you know, people need to know where Doug stands on life. And, you know, the other two candidates, as far as that's being my number one issue, right now I'm going back and forth between Becker and Stengem, and I thought they both gave some good answers considering, you know, how they've felt on the issue in the past. I feel like Becker's going to be more pro-life, but Stengem's done everything we've asked him to do pretty much, but I don't feel like he has it in his heart, but I think he'll do what he needs to do as governor, so... I guess if it comes down to me in the end, if I get a whiff that Burgum's going to beat Becker, then I'm going to jump all over the Stengem train. And I'm really fearful of what Burgum's going to do. He made some odd comments yesterday about how everyone should just vote on all the pro-life issues. I was trying to wrap my head around if he didn't understand the legislative process, that you have bills and you just can't have the people vote on every bill that comes up. And then he also said something about about the national convention, that they asked him to abide by the convention results from the governor's race. And I thought it was kind of strange. I don't know if he just was trying to make a joke or what, but I didn't really understand why that was, why he had mentioned, because his response is, well, you mean the state convention or the national convention?
Yeah, because there really wouldn't be anything to do with the national convention. I have the answer on the abortion thing you were talking about, so folks can decide. When we come back, I'll play that for you. Hang tight, Will, if you want to hear that again. 28 past the hour. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial, folks.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Wedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking soybean farmers to fill two of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This national board of farmer leaders oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All soybean farmers who pay the checkoff are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required application and agreement to serve form and submit them to the Soybean Council office by 4 p.m. on Friday, March 18th. The Council Board of Directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture a first preferred nominee and an alternate for each position. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individuals will begin serving a three-year term in December 2016. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
For the last year, Donald Trump has basically mocked everybody with personal attacks. He's done so to people that are sitting on the stage today. He's done so about people that are disabled. He's done it about every other candidate in this race. So if there's anyone who's ever deserved to be attacked that way, it's been Donald Trump for the way he's treated people for the last campaign. Now that said, I would much prefer to have a policy debate. I hope that's what we'll have here tonight. Let's have a policy debate.
And we will.
Let's talk about Donald Trump's strategy and my strategy and Ted's strategy and John Kasich's strategy when it comes to ISIS and on health care and on the important issues facing this country. But let's be honest, too, about all this. The media has given these personal attacks that Donald Trump has made an incredible amount of coverage. Let's start talking again about the issues that matter to this country. I'm ready to do that starting right here, right now, tonight.
Mr. Trump, your response? Well, I also happen to call him a lightweight, okay? And I have said that. So I would like to take that back. He's really not that much of a lightweight. And as far as, and I have to say this, he hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. I've never heard of this one. Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee. All right. Okay.
So Marco Rubio starts by saying, yeah, we've done some cheap shots. But guess what? I've done cheap shots because that's all he's been doing, insulting all these people. And if anybody deserves it, he deserves it. Which, by the way, bad argument. Bad argument. Right? I mean, that's like your child coming home and saying, you know, they keep punching the other guy, so I just punched them because they really deserved it. You know what I mean? Well, you wouldn't let your 10-year-old get by with that. And these are people vying for the Republican nomination for president of the United States. But then Trump doubles down with that insanity. Oh, I can't even believe it. I want to ask Trump fans whether that embarrassed you. Maybe there's nothing that will at this point. And you're sort of, I know the whole North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota nice thing. I know that's not us. That we, you know, the vast majority of us wouldn't do that. But I think there's a lot of people out there saying, you know, I don't really like him when he does that, but I like everything else about him, so I'll tolerate that. But is that not a bridge too far? On national television? Oh my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Will called about this question that went to the candidates in the governor's debate last night. And then we'll get to more of your calls here. And the question was, there have been a series of abortion restriction bills debated and passed by the North Dakota legislature. If you were the governor, would you have signed them? And what best describes you, pro-life or pro-choice? The Rick Becker answered it pretty straightforward as pro-life. However, the back and forth was really more between Wayne Stengem and Doug Bergamon. Listen.
I think I'm the only one up here on the stage who can say that I voted for every one of those bills that are on the books right now and defended them in court and am committed to not back off on any of those. So I would have signed those bills. And if you want to label, I guess the actions that I have, accurately would say that I'm pro-life, though I recognize the right for exceptions for life and health and rape and the mother and rape and incest.
Mr. Berger, you're next.
Well, this is an issue that North Dakota is deeply passionate about. And as you know, on the relative to your label question, on the first day of my campaign, I said on this one I was going to reject the labels. And I wanted to reject the labels because one thing I found on these labels that's been really great for, you know, TV ratings, it's good for getting out the vote, it's good for energizing the base, but I haven't seen, in sitting in the private sector and looking at this for the last 20, 30 years, I haven't seen progress on the core issue. So as part of my campaign, I've been listening to people, all North Dakotans, that care passionately about this. And the one thing that there is common ground is that everybody on both sides of this wants to have fewer abortions. So how do you have fewer abortions? I mean, you work on preventing unplanned pregnancies, and you work on streamlining adoption services, and you get the two sides in dialogue with each other. And I believe that, you know, my heart is with the women who find themselves in this situation of fear and uncertainty. And as a community, if we can come together and work to help them, then we can make progress. As governor, I would ensure that any bill related to this would go to the vote of the people, because this is too important for any one person to vote on.
Mr. Beck, did you want to respond?
I sure do, because I think the bill that you're talking about was one that came in late in the session that came in response to a federal lawsuit that the state of North Dakota lost. It was one that was sponsored by Senator Gary Nelson, the majority leader of the Senate, and Representative John Dorso, the majority leader of the House, two of the most pro-life legislators that I ever served with, in response to that case. And they voted for it, and so did I, and I think that it made good sense.
Can you pause that one second? What Wayne Stensman is doing is we had a hiccup there on Rick Becker, but Rick Becker basically was saying, hey, Wayne, you voted for, as a legislator, you voted for things that were not pro-life. So he was taking Wayne to task on that. He's responding by saying, well, these other guys are for it and they're pro-life, so I reject that is what he's saying here. Go ahead and finish that.
And they voted for it, and so did I, and I think that it made good sense. I want to just take issue with Doug, and maybe he'll want to respond too, is you don't get to put everything to a vote. The legislature passes a law, he puts it on the governor's desk, you sign it, or you don't sign it, and you don't say, let's go have a vote of the public on it.
And you want to respond on that, Doug?
I mean, I would, as governor, you can champion and work with citizens to get initiatives on the ballot. So to suggest that the governor wouldn't have the ability to help get an initiative on the ballot, understand everything that Wayne said is true from a legislative standpoint. But this issue is so important to everybody in the state. I think that everybody ought to have a chance to vote on it.
And so you're saying,
I mean, you know, maybe Mr. Stensman thinks that he ought to decide for everybody in the state. I think I trust the voice of the people, and I think that they ought to vote. This is the one issue for sure. If anything that should be on a statewide ballot initiative is this one, because this is the issue that everybody in the state is the most passionate about.
But I need to respond, because I think the question was, would you sign it or not? And once the bill gets put on the governor's desk, you don't get to say, let's go have a vote on it. You have to make a decision to sign it or veto it.
So going back, the bills that Governor Dalrymple signed in this last session is an example. That's what we were specifically talking about in a question. Is that something that would have gathered your signature?
I think it's not productive for me to try to comment on legislation where I wasn't there, haven't read it, wasn't in the situation. You know, Governor Dalrymple consulted with all of his people. He talked it all over and made a decision. And when I'm in that spot, I'll do the same thing that he did.
All right. That was about a five-minute exchange, and you heard most of that with the exception of Mr. Beckers, who said he was pro-life and also then challenged Wayne Stensman on one particular vote back when he was a legislator. But wanted to play that for Will, who thought that was an important part of the debate, and certainly was on an issue. Doug's right. It's very important to people. You know, I think Mr. Burkham has learned a lesson on how important that issue is to a lot of North Dakotans. And why should it be? It's life or death. And there's too many Republicans that want to sweep that under the rug as, oh, the social issues and, the wacky people want to ask me that question. What? The wacky people want to ask you a question about whether or not you believe in life? That's not the wacky people. That's people who have prioritized something as being extremely important. God bless them. Glad they do. Galen in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Yeah, I was just about the presidential debate last night, and I really took issue with what was going on there. Both candidates, Cruz and Rubio, really beating up on Donald Trump at times at the same time. While one's talking, the other one's attacking the other side, and then the moderator, Megyn Kelly, was in, or she should be more of an objective moderator. She jumped right in there on the things, too. And then with Mitt Romney being thrown in the mix yesterday, too, with the National Republican Party, it seems to me like the National Republican Party and those others all ganging up to make Don Trump look bad. And I think most people in that situation would have looked a lot worse than Mr. Trump did last night. And I think,
I think you're making a fair point, Galen, about, you know, Trump. He seems to react probably more than he wants. I don't know if you heard any of the interviews, but he talks about how his wife will call. For instance, when Romney was speaking, he was flying to Maine, okay? And so he lands in Maine, and his wife calls between, you know, the airport and the venue to say, now, just be presidential. So I think he has this trigger where when he's roughed around like that, he gets into reality show mode where he's slugging away. And, I think what your point is he's being provoked. I guess that's a fair point. But guess what? As president, you're going to be provoked a lot on a lot of things.
Yes. But I've never heard any other candidate be provoked as much as he did. I didn't hear a past presidential candidate come out and attack Mitt Romney. And I didn't see Mitt Romney ever attack President Barack Hussein Obama like he attacked Don Trump yesterday.
Yeah, I agree on that, too.
You know,
although I think the attacks come with being the leader. I think they do.
Yeah, but, I think they do, but I can't remember a candidate of either party ever being attacked to this degree and
Let me ask you this, though, Mel. Yep. Attacked and responding is one thing.
Yep.
Up on the stage last night, talking about, you know, his hands, if they're small, something else might be small. Trust me, they're not, you know, it's not. I mean, are you not repulsed by that?
Those are comments that one of the other candidates have thrown at him. And no one has had as many attacks thrown on him as Donald Trump has. And
Marco Rubio
said that Donald Trump attacks all the time. Well, these other people are all attacking him, too. And, it comes with being the front runner. But what I don't like is the National Republican Party not letting the people, the Republicans in the respective states, make their own decision. And when
I agree with you there. Here's a stat you should tell everybody as a Trump supporter. The primary and caucuses to date, turnout in the Republican Party is up 66% over the Romney race.
Mm-hmm.
66%. Guess what? Democrats are down 33%.
Yep. Yep.
I don't think they're coming out for Marco Rubio. Mm-hmm. I don't think they might be coming out for Cruz, but they're not coming out for Kasich. They're not coming out. They're coming out for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Cruz is bringing some new folks that are energized, but boy, that's a big stat. But the answer that you give on, well, he's attacked, so therefore he attacks back. Again, that's 10-year-old stuff. I don't understand. Man, I wish he'd dial it back. Mel in Jamestown on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's your take? Mel, are you there? All right, we got to go down to South Dakota.
I'm from South Dakota. See, if it comes down to it and they won't let Trump be the nominee, we can still write his name in on the voting ballot for president.
Well,
there's
think
still
about
that line on the voting ballot where we can write Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, obviously any write-in is not going to be the next president of the United States, I don't believe. But I would tell you this, to your point, if, say, the Mitt Romney stop Trump, block Trump, whatever they're calling this little effort, wins, can you imagine the revolt from Trump supporters? You think they're ultimately going to say, okay, I'll be for your nominee now? I mean, that's why I'm with the other caller who said, just let the people sort this out. They'll figure it out. Trust them. Jerry and Moorhead, you're next.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This month's Safety Minute features special guest, OSHA Area Director Eric Brooks, and his thoughts on North Dakota's workplace fatality statistics.
Well, the most recent year that I have stats for, and the stats are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there was, in the year 2012, there was 64. In 2013, there were 56. And in 2014, it actually dropped down to 38. Now, while that might be encouraging because that number is decreasing, as long as it remains above zero, then it's too many. And there are some that may say zero is unachievable, but I believe that's utter nonsense. Because if I have to accept that zero is unachievable, then I have to accept that the cost of providing for one's family in this great nation is a worker's life. And I'm never going to be on board with that. Every one of us can do better.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
The citizens of North Dakota did vote on the pro-life issue. Okay, how did we do that? We elected pro-life legislatures and got pro-life legislation passed. We don't need to vote on it. We already did.
Appreciate the call. Others welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. I want to tell you about Dale Helfrich. Dale Helfrich over at Heedalls. Been a sales manager a long time, been with Heedalls. Next month it'll be 40 years. How about that, helping the sales team at Heedalls? Great people, great parts. They've got them. Heedalls has it. And Dick and I had a nice chat about what sets Heedalls apart. And he said, really, it's the people. 20 to 40 years of experience. Folks just been there a long time. You know, they know things you can't find on a computer. I mean, every parts store has a computer, right? You usually walk in and tap something into you know, computer screen and robotically go back and get it, right? And everybody uses them. That's right. But, you know, the institutional knowledge from being a 10, 20, 30, 40-year employee, you need that ancient knowledge, he called it. Dale called it ancient knowledge to get it done when folks walk in the door. He said, a good example, every once in a while I get a phone call from one of the old-timers asking about a product we used to have a few years back, and I'll remember. And then they'll ask if we can still get it, and oftentimes we can because we have, again, years and years of experience. It's great. There are a lot of car folks at Hedalls, as you'd expect, so they love it. They're passionate about it just like you. Dale's a little fired up about a fast car he once had, a 65 Plymouth Belvedere. He did concede it was ugly, but it was fast. 383 with a 4-speed and a lot of fun. But it was John Deere green and red interior. Who in the world would make John Deere green with red interior into a vehicle? I don't know. Say hi to Dale next time you see him and all the good team at Hedalls all throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, too, and tell them Scott sent you. 9 before the top of the hour. What did you think of the debates last night? And by the way, a couple of calls from folks that were actually at last night's gubernatorial debate or maybe watched it on KX, listened to it over Prairie Public Broadcasting, or right here on AM 1100 The Flag, one of our affiliate stations as well, KTGO 1090 up in Tioga, and high school tournament action on K-Fire, so couldn't be there. But it was lots of places. Who won? I mean, do you any particular takeaway? You say, hey, I came in thinking I wanted this person, but I like that person. Kind of curious what you thought last night and what you learned, what you liked, and let us know. Love to hear more about that gubernatorial race. And also we're chatting about last night's presidential race as well, or debate rather, in the Detroit, Michigan last night. Four candidates on the stage, Trump, Cruz, Rubio, and Kasich. Lots of antics. One emailer says, embarrassing. Scott, no. It wasn't. It was awesome. You got to love the Donald. So I asked if Trump supporters were embarrassed by him last night. Just in that one line, I like Trump. I think he brings a lot to this and an energy. I'm not bashing Trump. He shouldn't have did what he did with the hands last night. Jerry and Moorhead, which debate do you want to talk about?
Well, this is the first time this year that I've watched the presidential debates. And to me, Trump sounded like a out-of-control lunatic, and Rubio sounded like a little whiner. But to my point, if for some odd reason, and people got to understand, Trump is running for president not because of the United States. He's running for president because of Trump. He's been paying the piper, as they say, for politics since Carter's administration, and he hasn't gotten what he wants. What's the best way to stop it? Be the piper. If for some odd reason he does not get the nomination, mark my words, don't be surprised if he jumps ship and runs for president as a Democrat. If not this year, 4 years from now, wouldn't surprise me a bit.
If you got a pick, you don't like Trump. Who do you like, Jerry?
Well, after last night's debate, I like Cruz and Kasich. I think a Cruz-Kasich ticket makes sense because they both sounded like a dope last night.
All right, Jerry, the dopes meaning Rubio and Trump, so he picks the other two. Frank and Bismarck, you're next. What's on your mind?
Hi, just chime in about the debates. I watched a little bit of both last night, and unfortunately the presidential debate was kind of like a sad Jerry Springer rerun. I kept waiting for a chair to fly and someone to grab Donald's hair, but it never happened. And I'm hoping Casey can get in there. He seems to be the only guy who's got his head in the game, was able to answer questions and conduct himself like a mature adult. So there we go.
All right, good take. Appreciate that, Frank. Thanks a bunch. I'll get one more in here before the break. Mel and Fargo, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go, Mel.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a Trump fan. I was a Ben Carson fan. But I will vote for whoever the Republicans put up. And as far as the name calling, well, what I see there is, you know, you're seeing a human side of people that usually most politicians cite. And maybe it's more than we can handle, but I think I'd like to go duck hunting with Trump. He might be kind of fun. On the other hand, the name calling that they are engaging is kind of nickel dime. I'm a conservative. I've spent 8 years having Democrats, just because I'm a conservative, they call me racist, they call me sexist, they call me homophobe, they call me misogynist, they call me stupid, you know, whatever the name is. They don't know who I am, but they...
Well, that's a fair point. There's been always a lot of name-calling from the left towards the right, but doesn't mean our standard bearers as president should be, right?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for more than 100 years, with 25 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. As a full-service financial institution, we're your one-stop shop for all your banking needs, providing all the tools you need to live first. Our newest location is now open in Bismarck. Stop in or visit us online at firstintlbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.